This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Due to the time limitation, I will only discuss one more prophecy of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is called as Kalki Avatar. It is mentioned in Bhagavad Purana, Khanda 12, Adhyay 2. Shlokas 18 to 20. In the house of Vishnu Yas, the noble soul Brahmin, the chief of the village of Sambala, Kalki will be born. And he shall have 8 supernatural qualities. He shall travel on a white horse and carry the sword in the right hand. It is mentioned in Bhagavad Purana, Khanda 1, Adhyay 3, Mantra number 25, that in Kalyug, where kings will be like robbers, Kalki will be born. It is mentioned in Kalki Purana, chapter number 2, verse number 4. That in the house of Vishnu Yas, the noble soul Brahmin, the chief of the village of Sambala, Kalki will be born. It is mentioned in Kalki Purana, chapter number 2, verse number 5, that he will be helped by 4 companions to fight against the evil people. It is mentioned in Kalki Purana, chapter number 2, verse number 7, that he will be helped by devtas or angels on the battlefield. It is mentioned in Kalki Purana, chapter number 2, verse number 11, that in the house of Vishnu Yas, he will be born in the womb of Sumati. It is mentioned in Kalki Purana, chapter number 2, verse number 15, that he will be born on the 12th day of the month of Madhav. So this was in brief regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, prophesied in the Kalki Avatar. Let's discuss these few points in brief. Point number 1, his father will be Vishnu Yas. Vishnu means God, and Yas means servant. Therefore, Vishnu Yas means servant of God. So, in Arabic, it is Abdullah, which is the name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's father. Point number 2, he will be born in the womb of Sumati. His mother will be Sumati. Sumati means peace and serenity, which in Arabic is Amina, which is the name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mother. Further, it says that he will be born in the village of Sambala. Sambala means a place of peace and serenity, which in Arabic is Makkah, which is also called as Darul Aman, which is the house of peace. Furthermore, it says that he shall be born in the house of the chief of the village of Sambala. And in our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born in the house of the chief of Makkah. Furthermore, it says he will be born on the 12th day of the month of Madhav. And we know our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born on the 12th Rabiul Awwal. Further, it says that he shall be the last rishi. He shall be the antim rishi. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Ahzab, chapter number 33, verse number 40, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحْدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is not the father of any of you men, but he's the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets, and Allah has full knowledge of all things. Further, it says that the first revelation he will get at night. And we know the first revelation our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he got in Jabal Nur, in Ghar Hira. And when Archangel Gabriel came to him and said, Iqra, read, he said, Ma ana biqari, I am not learned. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Dukhan, chapter number 44, verse number 2 and 3, and Surah Qadr, chapter number 97, verse number 1, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Verily, we have revealed it in the night of power. It says further that he shall have 8 supernatural qualities. And the 8 qualities are self-control, wisdom, respected lineage, revealed knowledge, gratefulness, valor, measured speech, and utmost charity. And alhamdulillah, all these qualities were found in our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Furthermore, it says that he shall be a universal messenger. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Sabah, chapter number 34, verse number 28, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That we have sent thee not, but as a universal messenger, giving glad tidings and warning them. But most of them did not know. Furthermore, it says that he shall travel on a white horse and carry the sword in his right hand. And in our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went for Miraj, he traveled on the white horse, that is a Buraq, and he even carried the sword in his right hand. Furthermore, it says that he shall guide the ignorant people from darkness to light. And we know during the Ayyamul Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he guided the ignorant Makkans from darkness to light. Further, it says that he shall be helped by four companions to fight against the evil people. And the four companions are Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman al-Ghani, and Hazrat Ali. May Allah be pleased with them all. Further, it says that he shall be helped by the iftars and angels in the battlefield. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 123 to 125. And Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse number 8 and 9. That he was helped by angels in the battle of Badr. So these prophecies of Kalki Awtar befit no one but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.